welcome. How are you? All right, I'm glad to see you here. I'm Sam, and I'm an alcoholic. And it seems like a good idea, at least for me, to start this with a serenity prayer. If you'll join me, please. God, grant me serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. All right. Alcoholics Anonymous is a fellowship of men and women who share their experience, strength, and hope with each other that they may solve their common problem and help others to recover from alcoholism. The only requirement for membership is a desire to stop drinking. There are no dues or fees for AA membership. We are self-supporting through our own contributions. AA is not allied with any sect, denomination, politics, organization, or institution. Does not wish to engage in any controversy, neither endorses nor opposes any causes. Our primary purpose is to stay sober and help other alcoholics to achieve sobriety. So, as I said, I'm Sam, I'm an alcoholic, and I am your 2016 NAATW Host Committee Chair. And on behalf of the Steering Committee, our 2016 Host Committee, and many volunteers, welcome to the third National AA Technology Workshop. We're happy you're here. In furtherance of the 11th tradition, we ask that no photographs or members' names be published at the level of press, radio, or film, including the internet. Your social friends might love your pics, but consider the anonymity of others when you post. Please do not take anyone's photograph without his or her permission. NAATW is not a public forum. There is an expectation of privacy here. Please be considerate of our speakers and session content. Copyrights for all written content and recorded audio, video, or photographic content are maintained by NAATW in conjunction with any copyrights or agreements with recording vendors or other written permission. We do not post or publish NAATW content elsewhere without written permission. All general sessions are being recorded, so please be aware when using to avoid using members' last names when presenting or sharing at the microphone. CDs of the session will be available following each presentation. If you want a complete set for your own personal use, please order them prior to Sunday morning so they can be ready for you. A full set of the entire weekend, all numbered sessions, the Birds of a Feather sessions, and the speaker meeting is $90. Individual CDs are $8. Full sets of MP3s on flash drives are also available for $90 and will be mailed to you. Please see the recording staff at their display in the foyer. Also, please turn off any ringing tones from your devices at this time and take care to avoid adding distractions during the presentation. If you did not see our little notices, we've got them sprinkled liberally around. Internet access, you want to connect to the Marriott CONF SSID, and the passcode is all caps events16, no space, EVENTS16. Now that you're connected to the internet, who's got the app? Woohoo! That's a good number of you. All right. So we're kind of tickled to have an app for our event this year. If you've not already gotten it, it's free for both iOS and Android. Just search in the store for NAATW 2016. The app has a schedule of events, info on food and coffee venues near us, a link to the local AA meeting schedule, host committee contact information, and more. One of the features we really like is push notifications. Please allow the app to send you notifications. If you're interested, this is a fantastic way for us to get relevant, just-in-time information to you. And if you're interested in how you can make an app for your events, there's a session on that later today. Also, to reiterate, that push notification is really useful. For instance, last night, there was a group who wanted to get together for dinner, and so we sent out a push notification to meet in the Piedmont room by 7 p.m., and a nice little group formed, and we were able to get out. So please do enable those push notifications. All right, so let's take a look at your registration pack, and in that, you're going to find the National AA Technology Workshop 2016 program. The program is also available in the app. And we are now on Friday at noon. So we've got quite a few sessions planned for you. We've taken quite a bit of work getting these together and working with the presenters on coming up with a great program for you. The bulk of sessions are going to be in Hearn B, which is this room, and Hearn D, which is right next door. This evening, there will also be a Birds of a Feather session that is in Hearn C, which is around the corner. And we will make sure that you can find your way to that. But Hearn C is near the stairwell, the main stairwell. So we have quite a few sessions going, ranging from 30-minute sessions up to 90-minute sessions. One of the things that will happen, and we ask our presenters to respect, is ending the session 5 to 10 minutes early so that attendees have a chance to move to the next session. We also have built in some breaks so that you can get away from everything for a minute, and those are going to happen periodically. Also sprinkled liberally through the program are sharing and discussion sessions. These are typically about 45 minutes, and that's when we're going to come all back together here in Hearn B, and that's when it's an open mic. That's where we can share about things that we've gotten from the sessions that we were just in, kind of cross-pollinate, but also if there's anything else that you're wanting to talk about at this event, technology things that you want to hear something about or something that you want to talk about, these are the times to bring those things up and we can see what kind of conversations get started. So those are sprinkled liberally throughout the event as well. There is dinner tonight at 6:15, and we give you a good hour and a half for dinner. And then the Birds of a Feather sessions will start immediately after dinner. The Birds of a Feather sessions, we will collect all that information from you during the breaks. So if you have a topic that you think is good, that you want there to be a Birds of a Feather session on, something you want to hear about or something you want to present about and have a conversation around and get a group of people together, and these will be recorded, then there is a sign-up table out at the registration desk that has a Birds of a Feather sign-up sign on it. There are some instruction sheets that explain Birds of a Feather a little bit more, but what you do is write down your topic. If you're willing to lead it, you write your name down for that as well, and then leave that sheet sitting on the table. As people come up, look at the sheets that are available, the topics that are shown there, and sign up for the ones that are of interest to you. Sign up for as many as you want. The six sessions that wind up having the most interest are the ones that we will be holding. We will hold three concurrently at 7:45 to 8:45, and then an additional three at 8:45 to 9:45. The hospitality suite is going to be open for the rest of the evening as well. It closes at midnight. We've got a ton of food and sweets and healthy food even, and that's going to be available throughout the event. The suite is closed during our sessions. Let's see. All right. There is a meditation meeting being held first thing in the morning at 7:30, and that is being led by Keith D. of the Basics Group in Durham, and that will be in Hearn D. right next door. The hospitality suite also opens at 7:30 with some breakfast foods and then, of course, coffee. We get started down here in Hearn B at 8:30 tomorrow morning, and then the session begins, and we continue throughout the day. We will have some breaks as well as a lunch break, etc. Those sessions will be in Hearn B and Hearn D. Once we get through all these sessions, we are going to have... Well, not quite through all these sessions. We are going to have a particular presentation at 4:45 that is the NAATW presentation, New Guidelines and Workshops 1 through 3 Review with Questions and Answers. There are documents that are already in your registration pack and others that will be distributed throughout the event that will be referenced in this and in meetings on Sunday morning. If you do not want to participate in this particular working, this particular presentation, there's a working session as well where you can continue these discussions of birds of a feather and other types of stuff. So you can just kind of generally nerd out during that time if you don't want to be in here for that presentation. We have a speaker meeting tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Rachel M., who is the delegate for North Carolina, will be in here sharing her story, and we're looking quite forward to that. We also have an ice cream social. I think that's become kind of a standard thing already. I guess if we do it three times, it becomes standard for NAATW. And so that's going to be going on in the hospitality suite. And then starting at 9:30, we are going to have a Jeopardy game going in here as well. So bring your ice cream down here and have fun. All right, Sunday meditation meeting is occurring again. That's being led at 7:30 by Newton P. of the Morning Meditation Group in Cary, North Carolina. We start once again at 8:30 in this room, and we will move through the annual workshop meeting and then also the annual member meeting, concluding about noon. So that's a quick run through of what we've got going on the schedule. The hospitality is in room 318. That's third floor. When you're exiting the elevators, just hang a left and keep walking. It'll be on your right. It's open 7:30 a.m. to midnight on Saturday, until midnight tonight, 7:30 a.m. to midnight Saturday, and 7:30 a.m. to noon on Sunday. Please help us keep the hospitality room self-supporting and let the local Winston-Salem folks know how much we appreciate their service. Restrooms, they're important. As you exit the main doors of this room, turn to your right and proceed to the end of the foyer, and you'll find them on your left. You will also find a stairwell there that leads down to another set of restrooms. And then also, you can go to your left out of this room and take a left down the hallway toward the elevators, and you will find restrooms in a hallway on the right. Smoking and vaping. The hotel requests that no one smoke or vape in the building. Any hotel and event concerns, the host committee members in here, would you please stand? All right. Well, thank you. We got a couple of us right now. So you can spot a host committee member by a gold ribbon on the bottom of their badge. If you find that you need some help and you see one of those, ask us for help, all right? And we will do our best to help you get an answer to you or get you directed to the right person who can answer that, okay? Let's see, the collaborative workspace report. Doug, are you in here? Hey, you want to step to the mic and speak for a moment as to how that went?
So I'm going to talk a little bit tomorrow about a project I started working on, and I asked for this collaborative workspace. A few of us gathered. We didn't make much progress, but maybe next year we can follow up and even have other projects do this. You know, the model that I took was from a tech conference I go to regularly, where we go to the conference, and then after the conference, about a third of the people stay around and they actually contribute their time to build the software. Now I know NAATW is not about building software, we're about sharing ideas and collaborating, but you know, I'm bringing to the conference this idea that I have, and I've actually started building the software for a 12-step, we call it a distribution. You can go to a website, you can download the software, and you would get maybe 80 or 90% of what the functionality you would need to run an intergroup or an area or a district website. And we're trying to build that in an open source way so that once we build it, if you use it and you may want to enhance it in the future, you can contribute back your enhancements, and then the next area would get those enhancements. So a couple of us met yesterday and started collaborating a little bit more, and my hope is that this is something that grows in the future, that we have the space in the future and people join and work on whatever projects they want. There's a WordPress group working on stuff as well.
Thanks, Doug. Thank you, Doug. All right. All right. The NAATW is accepting seed money contributions at the registration desk. Our workshops have paid for themselves to date, but we have not been able to build a financial base. Thanks to your generosity to date, we have received about $700 toward our goal of a $2,500 base for ongoing operations. Please consider contributing $10, $100, or whatever you can to that end. This allows us to get events scheduled in a much more regular fashion so that we can continue to provide this space for us all to get together and do the work that we're doing. Bidders, if you are presenting a bid or intent to bid on Sunday, please get with me here at the front of Hearn B, right up here at the 315 break. Also, you will find one more document in your registration pack, and that is a survey, the workshop feedback form. I would encourage you to look at this periodically throughout the workshop. And write on the back if you want to as well. But we really do want your feedback at the end of the workshop. So if there are things that strike you at any point during the workshop, please capture them on this document so that you can let us know. Thank you. For the folks who are going to be leading sessions, we have a folder on the podium of each one of the presentation rooms that contains a script, if you will, that we would like for you to start off the session with that talks about what's going on. It also mentions the anonymity statement, the privacy and copyrights, the recording information, and a few other things. So please do read that at the beginning of your presentation sessions. There's also a schedule in there if you need to refer to that. Finally, if anyone wishes to speak from the floor, and that's what this is about, this is an ongoing conversation in so many ways. So when you've got something to say, please make sure you step up to the microphone. And while your voice is probably in some cases quite loud enough that the room can hear it, the recording system cannot unless you are speaking in the microphone. And we really do want to capture all the ideas that are being presented here this weekend. So please make sure you step to the floor mic when you've got comments, okay? All right. Well, that went a little faster than planned. We already have that little 5 to 10 minute break. All right. So most of all, please enjoy, absolutely participate in this and have a great workshop. If you have any questions, ask someone on the host committee, and we will get started with the first session with Chet presenting on our traditions at 12:30. Thanks.